hear your drop. Sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wah.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to DocuSweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which can be sunny, can be rainy, can be windy, but at the end of the day, hopefully mildly, sweetly. Hi.
Hi. we are finally talking about 90 Day, the Single Life, Season 4, just the tell-all Part 5. Could you believe a long-ass tell-all like this? Is this like the wildest situation that I have ever had to deal with? It's episode 16, but thank God it's not episode 23, you know?
I just can't believe that it all happened on set of the tell-all.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Really did all happen. Okay.
All part five, not one at a hotel. Sorry, that's like, I can't believe it, that it was all, just can't believe it. Okay, go on. Yes.
Yeah. So Jamal and Louisa partied and had sex. That is what happened.
He's very much like, she at first says she doesn't remember it, and then that gets into like consensual problems, but then it's like not a problem. She's like, oh, what are you saying? He's like, yeah. And then he went back to sleep after, which is like, oh, okay. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
She is really hitting this like fiesta, we fiesta all the time. You know, I'm just like, what? Yeah, like, and this is a banana situation for them.
Mm-hmm. It does get into consent, the fact that she doesn't, and I'm like, okay, is this cute? Or you understand that this is not cute, right? That you have to, you can't say like, I don't remember, because, you know, people go to jail for that. So it was really intense. And then they get into a car and drive off together, I guess, to have more sex. But this is after he just kissed Veronica, and there might be a thing there. So hopefully they have a threesome and it all works out, you know?
Not a foursome with Tim?
Oh, God, no.
Tim in the corner watching.
Just with his bed. He looks like the alien from American Dad, Roger. Roger from American Dad. Like, I can't get over it. Like, that is just what it's giving. Okay, so Chantel comes out in a velour suit. And I guess the whole purpose of this is so that she could twerk. And maybe there's just some intense desire to have Miss Debbie back on her side. But then Debbie gets up and they twerk. And I just really, really, it's really annoying to me when I have to watch things on national TV of like Black people showing non-Black people how to twerk. It's just like it's a thing that always happens. It's a thing that always happens. And it's just like,
I hate to say it. Not only do I completely understand, and you're right, I wrote a packet for Chelsea lately, you know, like when she was her last season of like doing that show on E, this in 2012. And my opening bit was going to be her, which is true. I wrote this bit of like her getting twerk lessons from the Twerk Twins, which is like were huge back. This is 12 years ago I wrote this. Now exactly is what it was. It was Black people teaching white people how to twerk. Now at the time I thought it'd be hilarious. It's perfectly on brand for Chelsea. I thought it'd be funny for her to do. And that packet got me obviously on the show, so I wasn't wrong. But they never made the show, never made the sketch. But just to go to show you that I wrote like the concept of people learning how to twerk was something that happened like 12 years ago. Not so much that Chantel, having already twerked on camera during her season, I'm in New York right now. So if you hear just a New York siren happen, I don't know if you can hear on your side.
Yeah, we can. Loud. Yeah,
it's like, loud as fucking. Do I just mute myself out? I don't know.
Tyrae says he feels perverted watching it. And I was like, well, Tyrae, this is a lot about you. The fact that twerking is quite literally everywhere and no one is twerking a naked butt cheek in your face, yet you still feel perverted. And that's because you got hard a teeny tiny bit. And now we know that about you. It falls in line with Chantel being a beautiful woman. And it also falls in line with your obsession with older white ladies like Hillary Clinton / Debbie.
Larissa is what he says at one point too.
Should we jump to the part that everyone is saying that who they would want to get with? Okay, so Alexi was brought up, and I think that's really smart of Chantel to say that, because he's safe, he's demure. She was respectful when she said it, when she was like, "I know he's married, but like he's just that marriage vibe that he gives off is like really attractive." Who was the most? I thought Larissa was really shocking. Now we know that Tyrae is. Just like Gino, like Larissa is not it, y'all. No, those augmentations, it's crazy.
Any man that likes that, and I mean, I'm gonna tell you this, I don't care. If you are a man that cannot delineate in their mind like natural beauty and what that is, and if you are attracted to plastic beauty, that's fine, but you and I will never see eye to eye, and I think. Your style and your discernment says more about your insecurity level. Because I think at the end of the day, human experience is what binds us. It's why I think AI isn't like, can only be used in certain ways. And why I think theater is ultimately going to be like always be sustainable as an art form is because people need human connection and stuff like that. And if you are so insecure, but the way that you feel okay is to have a fake and or plastic version of that. It says so much about your own personal struggle to accept yourself, you know, that I know that I can't ever be super close to someone like that. I think that, as a man, and specifically as a female, I wouldn't allow myself to get like emotionally involved with a man who I felt had emotional damage, either from himself or something.
Emotional damage. Okay. So yeah. You're right. Okay. So Veronica says Andre, which is the truth.
That is the answer.
That is the answer.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct. And Tim says, if I were gay, I would. And it's like, no, Tim, say it if you were straight, because that's what you're telling us you are. So just say the woman that you would be interested in. Do not piggyback on Veronica and Andre. That was weird. So Mike comes out to talk about his time with Natalie, and also like has Miss like Mama Debbie, who's I don't know the Debbie's, the old Debbie, has a elder Debbie serve her divorce papers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, Miss Debbie cannot handle it. Miss Debbie is so upset about it. I thought that it was one of the best moments on TV. And I loved it. I thought she deserved it. And I don't even think it's that bad. I think that it needed to happen. And so she keeps saying, I don't want to divorce him, because she thinks that something like with Mama and all this stuff. Like, no, Mike has done everything he needed to do for you. He brought your mother to the Ukraine. Josh did not. So it's crazy that you are like, I don't want to, you know, I want Josh. How come he's not giving me a place in my life yet? I don't want to let Mike go. And it's so rude. And when Mike talks about all the love that he gets and the acceptance that he gets from the new girl, I was just very happy for him. And I was happy that he didn't want to go back to Natalie. And I'm okay with her tears. These are the choices that she made when she had so many options when she came here. She just needed to bide her time a little bit, but she really just wanted to become an actress immediately and a model, and then somehow become a mother and a wife. And it was like, girl, all that takes time.
You're so right. Yeah. Specifically, Miss Debbie is somewhat new to the multiverse, where people like old Debbie's like, you haven't been here long enough to know that Mike had been obviously tortured by Natalie. But then also a lot of people be like, why doesn't fucking Mike divorce her then? Because we had already asked Mike, have you started the process, Mike? And Mike, for like what felt like at least 3 years ago, was like, And so he hadn't. The idea of asking Mike if he's started the process of divorcing Natalie is not a new question. It's a question that we've been asking Mike for a long time. Now, we also know that he had premiered a new lady on his Instagram in the year of our Lord 2023. So when we started watching this episode of Single Life and Natalie wanted to have the kids and she was asking him to, and he said, no, it's because he wants to move on. And it was confusing to us because we were like, oh, bitch, you already did. And then, but why won't you bring that up? Like, why aren't you telling her that you were in fact with someone? So to now have Sean Robinson be like, Mike, are you with someone? And him like, yes. And now he keeps being, we've been dating for a year, or we've known each other for a year, been dating for 6 months. We're dating for 6 months and now we're going to move in together. Now she's moving in. And Sean's like, well, is that one of the reasons why you want a divorce? He's like, yes, you know, yeah. So, which makes sense, you know, like no one wants to just like date someone who's married, you know, like, I mean, I'm assuming maybe you have your own situation where that'd be okay, but I can see a situation where that would be not okay. And he has done a lot for Natalie, and his, obviously she cares about having her mom here, which, you know, she's here, but at the same time, yeah, Natalie, like no one owes you anything. There's a certain amount of like being entitled. Like Mike doesn't owe you anything.
Except for your snowboard, but yes.
My God, yeah, she is so obsessed with that snowboard. I'm like, is it, I mean, what is it, Hurley? Like, you know, you can't buy one again. Like, you know, like, also, I want to see her snowboard, you know, like, when's the last time she snowboarded? Is she going to Mammoth a lot? Like, is she in Deer Valley? Is she, like, one of Paltrow? Is she, like, about to, like, kill someone on a, yeah, in Utah? Like, what is happening?
Yeah. And she's so like adamant. She's like, I'm doing it all by myself. I'm here in LA trying to survive with mama and taking care. I'm doing everything. I deserve respect. I deserve respect. And it's like, okay, you do deserve respect, but like what, they're not disrespecting you in this moment. Like you have done everything to put yourself in this situation. Like,
yeah,
she is so oblivious to all that. And she's over there crying. And let me tell you, Miss Debbie can't handle it. She goes in on everybody. She calls Mama Debbie like extremely cruel and a Judas and has a bunch of feelings about that. And it's like, girl, you don't understand that Natalie is the wrong person in this. She's made all of these choices that are terrible because of vanity. And then she's like, yeah, I'm not getting any younger. I'm 39 now. It's time for me to do all these things. And it's like, yeah, you, this is your third divorce. Third divorce by 39.
I think she's older than 39.
Well, if she did, she's great. Looks good. But like, it is crazy. First person, she was abusive. Second person, he didn't pay attention to her. Third person, didn't move her to Hollywood. So like, it's just like a crazy situation for her.
I know. Everyone is on. So after, basically, we go back to another like break, you know, because basically we're gonna get tell all moments on set. We're gonna get the break behind set, and on the break behind set, after she gets served.
You got served.
Not only, I know, right? Not only is it old Debbie, but it's also Veronica kind of like trying to tell young Debbie like what the situation is. By the way, Veronica is wearing Mocky Mock heels. I know that you liked her outfit. I wanted to just tell you that those are Mocky Mock heels, are about like $1,200 if you like her shoes. Yeah, like, the thing is, Natalie needs something to happen to bring her to reality. And she also wants attention. And I think that Natalie likes to have people help her. So her whole like, should I sign it now? And everyone's like, no, Natalie, you don't have to sign it now. No, like, oh, no, do I do it? Do I? You know, like everything that she gets to do to sort of like get people to help her is like part of her act, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's not only her. I think it's like something that a lot of people are taught to do, which is like feign victimhood in order to either get attention and or support and or help. It actually gets you all the things, you know, mm-hmm. like if you act really like in need, you will get free things. That's why there's like so many people, you know, there's lots of ways to do that. So she's very good at it because of the eyes and the lips. I think mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. you also see that she isn't devastated. Like she's crying on set, but then she's very much kind of fine. Like whether she is in a state of shock or whether, you know, she feels like she was already divorced from him or whether she is excited now to use this because Josh is like, we'll figure it out. Like, I'm not quite sure, because the truth of the matter is Natalie is smart enough to understand that Josh has not claimed her on TV at least three times now, that Josh is the one that truly has embarrassed her. I think, because if Josh had been like, I'm in love with you, Natalie, I want to marry you, please, you don't worry about Mike, I will give you whatever you want, I will make you the actress, we'll have kids, my kids love you, none of this would have happened. But Josh is like the tooliest of tools and like won't. She knows that. Like, she is embarrassed that people are like, oh, you keep fucking him and you haven't seen his house, Natalie. He won't even invite you to see his house. I think that is what made her feel like they were calling her a slut. That is what made her feel like they were calling her a gold digger, almost sex worker in her mind, which is why she's like, I deserve respect. What are you saying? That, you know, I'm charity. I need things, you know, like as if she's using sex to get what she wants from Josh, you know? Yeah.
And it's because she just wants something from Josh. She just, like, whatever she sees in Josh, she did not see in Mike. And so she was not willing to put up with anything with Mike, even though she got a Paris like proposal. But like, Josh was the gatekeeper to something that she really wants, which is why she's...
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dealing with a lot of his shenanigans in a way that she would never have done if it were Mike. And it is so...
Josh is cooler.
Yeah.
Like, he thinks that Josh is connected to LA people.
Yeah.
Knows people. Like, will, like, tell her, like, is smarter about Hollywood stuff than Mike is. Now, Josh is... I'm telling you, I live in LA. There's no way on God's green earth that if a normal LA person would know that Josh is full fucking of shit. That someone like Natalie doesn't know.
Yeah, she doesn't. And so she's just doing all these things for that. So we have an ending where now that she's divorced, Chantel is about to get divorced. Chantel's like, let's have a divorce party. And like, let's go to Italy. Yay. And it's like, who is paying for Natalie's trip to Italy? Because she cannot pay for that herself. So let's make sure she's got everything in line so that she is able to do that. Everyone is like, don't sign it. She's like, what? I should sign? No, Natalie, don't. Why, food? I should not sign right here. No, Natalie, don't do that. That's just the way it's done in America. Oh, so that's the way it's done in America. I should not sign right here. Okay, I won't sign.
I'll sign.
It's okay. I sign it. No, Natalie, it will be invalid because it needs to be done in front of a notary. Oh, no. Okay. So I don't. Josh, no, Natalie. Okay. I put it down. Like, it was so crazy. I was like, what the fuck is happening? You're a grown ass woman, Natalie. But no, you're right. She gets away with the like, help me. I'm so innocent. I don't know. I deserve respect. Yeah. Talk. And Miss Debbie is eating it all up. Me? I'm not eating it all up at all. I see her shit. I see her. So then we have a fight backstage between...
I'm just mad. I'm sorry. I'm just mad because I've never in my life been able to authentically be demure and or be at look, feel, or act hopeless, powerless, or in need. The absolute energy that radiates from me, even when I am in that, is don't fuck with me and no one will be able to. You know, like, I just don't, like, I'm not saying that it's good or bad. I think it's great to sometimes be vulnerable and have like authentic feelings. But like, if when I'm in a situation like that, it's very hard for me to be like, I need people. You know, it's like I get very, I don't know. I just like close down and or try and act like everything's everything's fine. Everything's fine. No, I totally got it. No, it's fine. That's me, you know.
So Deb, the Debbie's fight. And I think that, you know, Miss Debbie wins it by saying, keep my name out your mouth, which is so true. Because I'm telling you, Colty's Debbie.
You will not talk about my family like that. Don't talk about my family.
You're like, what? Sometimes old Debbie's voice, I'm like, where is it coming from? It feels like she has an addict in her throat that she like unhinges and you're like, what? How long has it been? Are the baths coming out?
It feels like the tendon underneath her tongue is very short. And so she has to like keep her tongue as a base, but her teeth. And don't talk about my family. Like, you don't understand what's going on. I'm Natalie's friend. Like, Miss Debbie comes in and disrupts everybody. They've got people apologizing. She got people apologizing to Natalie for the way that they handled that because she's so guns blazes out for Natalie on Natalie's side. And nobody wants to seem like they're not on Natalie's side. So they try to like, you know, make it seem like, like trying to save face.
I do love the fact that old Debbie hates Josh.
Yeah.
Josh, mm-hmm. Because Josh, I think, wants so badly to be looked at like, I'm just a cool guy that hangs out with Natalie. She doesn't even know what she wants anyway. So like, what are we talking about?
Yeah. Why would I get with her when she like left her ex-husband? Is she going to do the same thing to me? Like, there's no like pussy security in Natalie.
Why are you on TV?
Because I want to help. Because I want to help her, Sean. I'm a giving, helping guy.
Then help Get her one job, bitch.
I sent her out for an interview and you saw how that went. She started talking about my baby mama to my cousin. I've done everything I can.
Yeah, it's that attitude. It's that attitude 100%. So Miss Debbie beats up Mama Debbie, which, you know, I think Mama Debbie deserves, except for Miss Debbie was wrong in that. Someone is called a clown and it is hilarious. And Tim and Veronica share deodorant and they're having a great time. You're never going to knock Tim and Veronica down. They may fight backstage, they may fight in their hotel rooms or whatever, but at the end of the day, these two mildly wealthy people are going to walk away having a great time. Like, they're going to
have a pizza, though. They're taking home a pizza.
Well, it's just delicious. This is how, you know, rich people, mildly rich people save money. So so Natalie is sticking with Josh. It's not, who knew who thought,
you know. It's just, yeah, she's just sticking with, she has no other choice, you know. Mm-hmm. For sure, obviously.
Mm-hmm. They just have been burnt. Documents have been given, have been served. You've been served.
I know. I'm like, why can't we meet Mike's woman?
She doesn't want any of this 90-day nonsense. I wouldn't want either.
This getting served is like one thing. I, as a fan, would have loved, because I already enjoyed watching Natalie roll her eyes when he's talking about being loved. I would have enjoyed to watch her take in Mike with like a new woman. I think we deserve to see it.
Yeah, you're right.
And maybe it's because he's married or something, or maybe she would said no, but like just to have it be like, and let's bring her in, even, you know, and like have him sit by her, have him introduce them, and then just watch Natalie just like, like, I wish that she would have just said, like, literally snowboarded it on Natalie's snowboard. Just be like, here, you don't have to come back to swim now. Here you go. I brought it to New York. You take it home. You know, like, put it in carry-on back to, like, Long Beach. I love the idea of her in this snowboard in Long Beach. Like, she's going to go up to Big Bear. You know, she has that option for her. Yeah,
Up to Big Bear and snowing. Once it rains down here, she knows she has to take it and run up the mountain so that she can get the snow that's up there. I often think about the way that she said bye to Uncle Buck or Uncle, whatever his name was. She was like, this is not place for me. I'll never see you again. Bye, Uncle Buck. And like, so for her to have any emotion, she already told that man's uncle, I'm never seeing you again. You are not my type of people.
I'm going somewhere else where the grass is greener. Thank you so much for trying. Like, you know, she's such a crazy person. She's such a crazy person and self-serving to the end of the world. Self-serving to the end of time.
She had an agenda. It was to come to America. She didn't expect to live in like a mobile home and like squim. She didn't understand it because he had like a Paris and everything. She just thought that she had gotten a tall American to bring her to America. And when she realized that her lifestyle was going to be less than glam is when she decided to go hog in on living in LA or Miami. Josh presents the person that can like ideally put her into situations that are more glamorous than the ones Mike could, except that Josh doesn't give a shit about her at all. And she doesn't really care about anyone but herself. And so she is left in a little prison of her own making, which is, you know, it's like theatrical to say. It's unfortunately great storytelling, you know, because we understand her personality type. And so in order to watch how it's unfolded it's chef's kiss when it comes to like being invested in characters. Because again, it's like, what makes Natalie watchable? She is at times, some shit is sometimes fake. She is over the top. She is very self-conscious. She is insecure. She is also delusional. And she wants everyone to think that she is fabulous, rich, wealthy, and a model. You know, like,
we don't think that.
I love it so much. It's like, I couldn't write a better character. I hope that I want, you know, I, the same thing with like Darcy is that I always thought these women won't ever be with an older man that can afford the lifestyle that they want. They want to be with attractive men. And
that's the problem.
You can't be with anyone attractive.
Mm-mm. Yeah, you got to be open to whomever has the money.
Natalie, like, if you want a Hollywood type to do something for you, he's not going to look like someone like Josh. Josh looks like he's your age. That means Josh is going to date women that are 21. That means that I don't want to tell you. Now, I'm not saying you can't find love with a lovely man that's your age, but what I'm saying is for someone like Natalie who wants a man that's going to like give her things, give her a career, blah bitty blue, pay for everything. That's going to be someone who wants from Natalie what Natalie can provide to that person, which is looks. But unfortunately, she's 40. So this person has to be older for her looks to be of value to him. In the Michael world, I'm telling you, which is very disgusting and looks based, but it's a trade on trade of what she's getting and what he's getting. And none of it is love, and none of it is like true companionship.
But it's because she doesn't want people to think that she's like a gold digging Ukrainian. And so she doesn't want to be with an ugly older guy. The truth is, you know, it is what it is. All right, you guys, thank you so much for joining us. We've got to jam on it, but if you guys want to support us monetarily and you want to, you know, help us to produce this content, you can do so by joining us on patreon.com/docusweeties for $10 a month. You get fun goodies like a live every first Monday of the month and other exclusive content. So if you're interested in that and supporting us, you can join us on patreon.com/docusweeties. If you can't do that, but you want to support us in another way, Chris will tell you how.
I mean, let me say, you absolutely should support us because we all, like Chantel, we need to like throw our gowns into our Louis Vuitton bags and then put our red bottoms on our feet and then just walk out of studios, honey, walk out of studios. Help us get the red bottoms and do also feel like 10 years old. Chantel really needs to be brought into the new millennium. But anyway, we are on all social medias as DocuSweeties, at DocuSweeties on Instagram, on TikTok, on X, and a private Facebook group, the DocuSweeties podcast Facebook group. If you haven't yet, consider giving us 5 stars wherever you listen to podcasts, and also maybe a fun review, like telling us how rich and like successful we are, and you know, like how glamorous we are, maybe just like how gorgeous we are. Like you can talk about our eyebrows or like, you know, our skin or just like how fun we are or like anything you want that like is authentic and sincere of how much you love us and what good things you see in us. Just feel free to like really write a novel about it. Multiple novels. Thank you so much. So we're playing with you. And also, if you've been hearing New York sounds in the back, you're welcome. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.